Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. Hope everyone had a nice weekend back here with us. Joe.
Yes, together on a Monday.
Does it feel like a holiday week?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I went into it knowing, like, all right, we're already one day down.
I mean, yeah, it's got the feeling. I think the beautiful weather yesterday and just being around some people, it just, like, it had the feeling of, like, no one's really planning on exerting themselves too much this week.
No. I mean, we always put in 100%. But it does, I mean, I'm looking for that long weekend.
Friday, is that the best? Is July 4th on a Friday?
Mm.
Is that the best marriage of a holiday and a day of the week that is possible on the calendar?
Yeah, using the 4th to kick off your weekend?
Yeah, but like, I'm gonna say, like, is that the best possible combination?
Hmm.
Like, better than Christmas on a Thursday or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, is it better than any other holiday that you could slap on any other day?
Are you saying that because of the weather and the activities that go with it?
Just anything. I think the weather, like July 4th.
Yeah.
Here's part of it. July 4th, the celebration, you know, what time are fireworks on the 3rd and the 4th? 9:30?
Right.
So the celebration is at night.
Yeah, you don't want to do 9:30 fireworks and have to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially us. Like, it's a late night and
they're still doing fireworks when we come in.
Yeah. So that, like, that is part of it,
yeah.
I think. Like, that it's a late night celebration. The day is longer. You want to be able to enjoy the day. It's a, I think for a lot of people, it's one of those holidays where it's like a hangout,
mm-hmm.
eat a bunch, drink a bunch. I never wake up the next day after like a good, solid 4th of July party or celebration feeling great. Like, ah, let me spring out of bed.
No.
And get right at it, ready to work.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm disgusting. I ate 14 hot dogs, a couple burgers. I drank who knows how many beers.
That's right.
Like, that's, I had a 4th of July. And then I stayed up until 11 o'clock watching fireworks. You don't want to go to work the next day. Now you have it on a Friday. You have, I mean, there's places that have always done 4th of July, Independence Day Eve fireworks.
Right.
You have the next day off as it is. It's a Friday. So now, I mean, if you want to do 4th on the Friday.
Yeah.
You got the whole weekend. I mean, having the long weekend is just, I think it's perfect. I think it's the perfect spot for the 4th of July. It's better than any other, like 4th of July on a Friday beats, I'm trying to think of like another good holiday. Like, we talk about Christmas all the time. Like, what's the best day to have a Christmas on?
I just feel like everyone just, everything revolves around where Christmas is on the calendar, not the other way around. Do you know what I'm saying? More people, not us, but more people will take off wherever the 25th falls on that calendar. The 4th, a lot of people work on the 5th. A lot of people work on the
6th. Yeah, which I think is why it's even better.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You know, Christmas, yeah, I think to your point, Christmas, if it's on a Wednesday, okay, so maybe you have Christmas Eve off in, you know, where you work, maybe you don't, but maybe you're taking it off.
Right.
And then Wednesday, and then you're taking off the next day. Maybe, probably, and then, well, you know, Friday, you're probably taking that off too. Like, you're going to make it work.
Yeah, I think that's the case with Christmas. I mean, the holiday time holidays, people will set their schedule to that. The 4th, though, I think this is perfect. I think you're absolutely right. And I do think the weather and the late celebration is why, because you want to be outside as much as possible. You want a beautiful 4th. This year, we're blessed with a Subway Series game right in the middle of the 4th. So, all good things.
It's like you've been waiting 4 years for this perfect, right? There's no other for the 4th of July on a Friday. It's here. I hope we all enjoy it.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Joey Chestnut's back in the hot dog eating competition. Did you see that?
That's the best part. Joey Chestnut, who, you know, I talked to a few years ago, Brian. You can find that on demand at WBEN.com. Maybe I'll repost it for this for his return.
The fireworks in Clarence being tonight.
Yeah. I wonder if I can see those from my house.
I mean, is that just, that's like the ultimate, we're not doing anything this week.
Oh, yeah.
You're just whoever decided that in the town of Clarence to just be like, you know what? Yeah, everyone's doing it. We don't want to compete with everyone. Just put it on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
You said it's on Main Street. I can't believe this is the first time hearing it. I live in Clarence. I have not heard that this is happening today.
See, even people who live in the neighborhood,
yeah,
I mean, you learn your information from WBEN.
I'd like to think that I'm involved. I'm there.
Yeah. Ooh, on our text board, 803-0930, by the way, if you want to join us this morning, 803-0930 on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board or by giving us a call. Someone mentioned Halloween on a Friday or Saturday. Mm. That would be a close second, I think.
Yeah.
To have the Halloween on a, I would say Friday, because I always like, you know, Friday is, that's a good day to have it. You don't get Halloween off. So maybe for that reason, you'd say Saturday. Because you want the whole day, but on a Friday night, that's good. You know, you leave work, you get with the kids and everything, and you go out. And Halloween is another one of those. Everything happens at night.
Yes.
So, and it's a longer night than usual. You like the next day off.
Yeah, I actually like being at work the morning of Halloween. I play the spooky songs into your guys' show. Like I like getting all, and you know, Halloween's my
treat me and Susan like I treat my toddlers.
That's right. You haven't noticed?
Playing some spooky music.
I also like Halloween. We've had a laugh about this before. I like Halloween because for me it's the official. The next day is the kickoff to the holiday season. Like November 1st is when you can listen to the music on full blast. You can
You love it on a Friday, so you could spend all day Saturday putting up the Christmas tree.
I mean, you say that as it's a joke. I mean, 100%.
Yeah. That's a good one. I think that I still would pick the 4th of July on a Friday over that, but I think that is a good close second.
Yes.
Halloween on a Friday or Saturday where you don't have to. I mean, I've said it for like 3 years in a row. Like, I got to remember, I got to take off November 1st so I can really enjoy these Halloweens with the kids and everything. There's so much going on.
I'm doing that this year.
You are?
November 1st.
I guarantee you I'll forget to do it again.
I mean, unless we're talking about a weekend. Are we talking about a Halloween? Oh, Halloween's on a Friday.
Oh, sweet.
So we got.
This is the year, baby.
This is the year.
We're back. We're doing awesome.
I thought that because my buddy is a Syracuse season ticket holder, and on Halloween night, Bill Belichick is at the Dome, and he's trying to talk me into going to that game.
On Halloween?
On Halloween.
Could you imagine that conversation? Sorry, honey, I have to miss trick-or-treating. Bill Belichick is coaching a college team in Syracuse.
Yes. Two teams that I dislike because of my Virginia Tech fandom.
I have to go watch this old large man on the sidelines calling plays and hope that I bump into his girlfriend.
Yes, yes. No. But that's why I remember Halloween is a Friday because Syracuse plays at home. It's a ACC on Friday night game. Yes.
Just like that's how most people remember. So
I thought so. I thought so.
That works. But I'm loving it. I think I'm going to love the entire week getting ready for the 4th of July.
Now, do you ever get your own fireworks? Like, have you ever in the 30-some years of Brian Mazurowski bought fireworks and set them off?
Yeah.
So, still?
What a rush. No,
I'm... Do you miss it?
Yes and no. I'm in my cautious days.
Okay.
Like, for the next now 15 years... I gotta watch out. I got kids to take care of.
Yeah.
Then after that, I can go back to being loose and reckless.
Right. Okay.
Now, some people say, like, what are you talking about? You broke your foot at a concert, like, just a couple months ago. Like, these are your cautious days. Yes, that is me still taking a step back. I love the fireworks. A little bit of a mishap one time. Not close to me, but close to my wife. Somebody, not me, somebody might have thrown an empty, wink, wink, box of fireworks into the bonfire, which you should never do, by the way, because you never know if it's empty. You know how I know you never know if it's empty?
From this experience.
Because one of them ended up shooting off into a crowd of people and luckily missed everybody. The last time we did fireworks on the 4th of July, I love setting them off. It's the greatest rush you can get, especially when you get the good ones. And really do it. But like I said, take a little step back, enjoy some of the professional shows with the kids, and then, you know, maybe when they're older, they can learn a couple things from their old man about how to properly set off fireworks, because I have had the mishaps before, where the first time I ever bought fireworks down south of the border, of course, talking about Pennsylvania.
Right. I went north of the border to get mine.
Really?
Yeah, and put them in the bag chair so they couldn't find them.
I would never do that.
Oh, I did.
That's...
And they searched the car and didn't find them.
Well...
I know. Has the statute of limitations gone up on that?
Does that guy still work there? He gave you the friendly search. What's going on there?
The only reason he searched the car is because I had to go to the bathroom and I got up on the guy in front of me's bumper instead of stopping at the stop sign. So he was already upset.
That's a you move.
Yeah, it is. I'm just surprised. Like, I thought the most obvious thing
is... You ride in someone's rear at the customs line.
It was dumb. Brian, I was like, what, 20? No, this was high school. I was 18. However... He didn't find them.
The guy's getting questioned by border security, and you're right on his rear honking your horn.
Hold up, move it! I did not honk the horn. I rolled past the stop sign a little bit. Jeez. That was loose and reckless, Joe, right? That was loose and reckless.
I would never bring him over the border.
Yeah.
That's one thing to me that would just be like, I don't have... Don't have the stomach for doing that.
I was gonna say I was a risk taker. I'm not the risk taker I used to be. That was a risk taker move.
Yeah,
I don't have that anymore.
So the first time we ever got fireworks at a fireworks distributor.
Yeah,
we didn't know that they were real fireworks. Like, we went and got fireworks, and I assume so. The fireworks you're allowed to sell now in New York, they're ground-based, or whatever the official word is for them, where they have to stay on the ground, and they don't shoot up in the air. It's like a big sparkler. Some of them are pretty impressive, but they're all on the ground. They're a sparkle. That's what I thought that we bought, because in my head I'm like, well, they can't sell you like actual fireworks.
Why would you go to Pennsylvania to get that?
We didn't drive to Pennsylvania to get the fireworks.
Okay,
it was just. We were in there, and then on the way back,
Yeah, okay, I understand.
There's McDonald's right there. Like, get a burger and some fireworks.
Okay.
So we bought the fireworks, and then, thought, like, all right, this will be cool on the 4th of July, not really knowing what you got. So we put this thing on the ground. It says make sure you're on a level surface and everything like that. Okay, whatever. It's a big sparkler. You don't really need to... worry about that too much. You bought got a piece of wood out there and just put it on the grass. And so then we light it, and then the first one goes up, and and we're just like both looking at each other like, this is a real firework. Like, these are real fire. Like, we didn't know.
How many rounds were in the one that you lit?
Well, so... Joe, it's really important to put it on a level, very steady surface.
Yeah.
Because as we're like, oh my God, we just bought real fireworks. Like, this is awesome. Like, I can't believe it. This is crazy. The second one goes into the neighbor's backyard because this thing just keeps tipping over.
Yeah, of course.
The next one goes over our heads to like another person's backyard. So all of a sudden, we're shooting rockets all over unsuspecting houses all over the neighborhood. So, we're looking at each other like, you can't go and, we thought about for a second, like, tip it over the right way. You can't put your head over the fireworks.
You don't know the next one's coming.
So we ran down the street, hid in a friend's basement.
Whose front yard was it?
What, it was someone's backyard.
Oh, someone's backyard. Okay.
Yeah. So go down the street, around the corner, over, like, we need to lay low for a little while. We just put rockets, It's like, it looked like the Middle East War in the backyard of an Amherst neighborhood.
Did you keep the rest of the fireworks? Like, bring those to your friend's basement, too, so they weren't sitting out?
We didn't. We only took out one. They were all, like, in their hiding spot to make sure that nobody in the house or anybody knew that we had fireworks.
Okay.
The neighborhood knew that we had fireworks after this, but... So we laid low for a while. No one came. Nothing happened. Nothing started on fire. That was my big concern. I was like, oh, man, we're about to start a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Just because we didn't know this. And then, luckily, none of that happened, and it was all good. And then, we're looking at our treasure trove of fireworks because, it's buy one, get one free.
Of course. Always.
Always. So we're looking at this and going like, this is going to be a great summer. Like that, and it was setting off fireworks.
So yeah, when I was in high school, we set off fireworks all the time. But just like most neighborhoods in the suburbs of Buffalo, houses are right on top of each other. Not great areas. My parents had a pool, not a big backyard. So we would always, and yeah, we got lucky, I guess, or in the middle of the street at night. Well, one day, one 4th of July, I'm setting off bottle rockets. Now, this is when you can tell that I just loved the thrill of setting something on fire.
Yeah.
Because it was in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. I'm setting off bottle rockets.
Yeah, of course.
Here's the rule. If the stick is broken.
Yeah, don't use it.
You can't use it. Well, I didn't know that. Well, it still fits in the bottle. So I put the broken bottle rocket, went right into the people behind us shed. Luckily, it had been raining all day, so it was mm-hmm. just smoldering. I could go pick it up and yeah. throw it out. That was the closest. And that's when I realized, okay, we've got to at least do these in the middle of the street. The yeah. yard's not big mm-hmm. enough.
By the power lines.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what we did next time.
Right under the street. My parents, there's a street that dead ends into my parents' driveway, and there's two big old lights, like on a brick surface. Yeah. That was our launch point.
So that is how we rectified our situation of like, all right, now next time we do this, we have to be careful.
Yeah.
Make sure we have a level surface. So of what course. Do we do? Right in the middle of the street. That's just where we set off.
30 rounds, hope a car doesn't come.
Yep. Just like, you know, if a car comes, they'll be smart enough to see what's going on and turn around.
Yeah, let's hope.
You live in a nice neighborhood. The police, we couldn't do this in my neighborhood. Too many cops. Yeah. You live in a nice neighborhood. They don't come around here too much. We'll be good. So that was it. We didn't have a lot of, like, fireworks are not a big thing, I remember, in high school. So, like, you showed up somewhere with fireworks.
They became a big thing.
Well, it was like, wow.
Yeah,
talk of the town.
I didn't realize, this is how dumb I am. I mean, I did realize they were in Pennsylvania, but I just assumed that everyone who had fireworks here went 20 minutes north and not 90 minutes south. I just assumed everyone was doing what I was doing.
Yeah, no.
And then I remember telling my parents, I go, you went down to Pennsylvania today? I go, no, I got these in Canada. What?
Yeah. They let you back in.
Yeah, how'd you get back in? I go, this is what we always do.
Oh, I mean, again, so back to the original question.
Yeah.
Don't do that anymore that much.
No, no. It is funny that you say, like, then I would take risks. Now, not only do I not do fireworks, I go to regular doctor's appointments, which I never did before I had a kid.
Yeah. I got one coming up.
Well, I got one.
Doctor, I haven't been in a couple years.
You know the serious one I got coming up. We'll talk about that when we get closer to it.
I'm going. I'm right there. I'm like, doctor, between my foot and, like, a physical appointment?
I got to
call me. Mr. Health.
Dermatologist after summer. Got to do it. Got
to
do it.
Look at that. Well, hey, much more to get to. If you're, I like some of the suggestions on where to set off your fireworks that are coming in here. Keep them coming in. 803-0930. BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. Someone on our text board, 803-0930, to reach us this morning. Text or phone call. Someone saying, I'm out in the country, 7 acres, no one's around. Call the neighbors over. We have a great time. Bonfire after the show. That's the way to
That's
do
awesome.
It.
That is great.
It's nice to have the land like that, to be able to do that.
You ever dreamed of like being a big land guy?
Yeah.
I go back. I mean, I don't even own a home, but I go back and forth.
It's a lot of, you need like a riding mower.
Of course.
A lot of lawn to cut. Or not. They wouldn't have like acres of land and just spend 24 hours mowing it once a week.
Great workout.
Yeah, it would be nice to have a little bit of space, but it's also nice. Like, I do like having
everything
neighbors
right
around and everything right there. Yeah. Like not having to drive forever to get somewhere. That is pretty nice.
Yeah, I agree. I just, like I said,
it would be nice on the 4th of July, especially on a Friday.
Yeah.
Be able to make your own fireworks show. Awesome. You wouldn't run into the problems we did.
No.
But past that for right now.
Past that for now, but I definitely see us when we're older. We'll be using the Corporate Parkway parking lot doing some fireworks.
What's the dumbest place you've ever set off fireworks?
Oh, well, my parents' backyard was pretty close up there because of the sheds around in every yard in the pool right there. I would say, even though it was a big field, the middle school, just because there's always going to be some kind of officer near a public land like that. And setting them off in front of the middle school is probably pretty stupid.
Yeah, that's it's kind of like a big tie for everywhere is tied at number one. But like an elementary school parking lot, that's like the number one. Just like, all right, it's back here, set them off, and then run, hop over the fence in the neighborhood, like right there. They'll never see us. Like, doing something like that. Yeah, it's all kind of tied. Middle of the road, school parking lot, backyard filled with sheds and trees.
Yeah.
Really all of the above.
I do have to say, shout out though, the field that we used to use until we got caught, torn up now. They're putting field turf at Amherst. So shout out Amherst for that.
Look at that.
So no more fireworks on that field.
I remember one time we had so many one year at my friend's house in the backyard. I woke up the next morning and like looking at the damage, it was like, I think we made a crater.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it was like a big black circle.
What was your go-to? Like, what was the go-to firework when you would go and get them yourself?
Oh, I don't know the names of anything, like the Patriotic Punisher.
But would you ever get like a Roman candle?
Oh, no, I was not a big fan of those. No. Just because I've heard so many horror stories of it going up somebody, like shooting out the wrong way and going up somebody's sleeve that...
Well, I thought for the longest time they were built to hold, but they're not. You're actually supposed to put them in the ground.
Here's the thing about just junk that's made in China, Joe. It's like it's not really built to last.
No.
My kids are finding this out like every day. You know, they'll get like these little, you know, cheap plastic, whatever it is, you know, a car, a top, a yo-yo, or, you know, all the stuff that comes in like little goodie bags that get handed out to kids.
That's temporary.
And they're, I think my oldest is starting to figure out that like these are not the greatest quality. Like this yo-yo that's weighs less than the weight of a dime.
Oh.
That's, light as a feather. I think it blew away in the wind. Like, it's not going to come back to you.
No.
This thing doesn't work. It's just for show.
Best yo-yo I ever had was a Buffalo Sabres light-up yo-yo.
Buffalo Sabres light-up. Yeah. Remember when yo-yos were
made
the big thing?
You could get any kind of collector item in yo-yo. You know what I mean? Like, any popular thing was made in yo-yo.
But then, like, the actual yo-yos, like... We knew, at least at my school, like, you knew the brands of the yo-yos, the different types of good yo-yos. There was the...
I'm talking about the real yo-yos, not the little ball that you...
Yeah. The Dunkin'. Dunkin' was, like, the big yo-yo brand.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember this correctly. The Butterfly was one of the big ones. That was big for doing, like, the tricks where, like, the yo-yo would crawl on the string. I never really knew a lot of the tricks.
No. I tried.
I had the Fastball... That was a good one. That was another Dunkin' yo-yo. That was a good one. But then they had, I think it was called like the Fastball 2. There was some sort of like one with, it had like a spring mechanism inside that when you threw it down, it would do, remember the sleeper yo-yo trick?
Which one's that?
Is this as big of a nerd as I've ever sounded on this radio station?
Yes.
Do you remember the sleeper where you throw it down and it would keep spinning down at the bottom of the string and then you'd, you know, and like call it back up? Where, you know, usually you do a yo-yo, you boing, boing. Like, you throw it down, comes right back up. The sleeper, you throw it down hard in a certain way, and it would just stay down spinning, and then you'd yank it back
up.
That's
sick.
After a while. This one had, like, a little thing inside that would make it do that.
Better?
Yeah.
No, so you didn't have to be as skilled?
Yeah, but it was a cool yo-yo everyone had.
Oh. Yo-yos, I had a slinky.
The yo-yo craze of...
The late 90s,
2000s. Late 90s, early 2000s. Yep. I can't put a year on it, but
yo-yo, I had a slinky from Cracker Barrel that I used to love making it walk down the stairs. I thought that was cool.
Oh, well, slinkies now, they don't make, they're all plastic.
Oh, well, that's...
And half, again, like the cheap, the mini slinkies. What's the point of a mini slinky? It doesn't
do
anything.
No.
But my kid, and I go, you used to have a slinky, it could walk down the stairs. And so it'll try to use like the mini slinky or like a plastic slinky and walk it down the stairs. And
mini stairs.
Just throws it down the stairs. So like, I mean, it doesn't work at all. It wouldn't even work on mini stairs. It just, stinks.
But, it's funny because when you talk about stuff like that, we had video games when we were kids, right? We had cable television.
Mm-hmm.
We still played with stuff like that. Yeah. Now it just sounds, you hear people talk about.
It's like yo-yos and trading cards.
Yeah.
It's like I'm Bazooka Joe.
But now you hear people say, well, it's the video games, it's the TV. But we had all that crap when we were kids.
Yeah, we didn't have this type of video
I guess
games.
That's it.
We didn't have this type of TV. We didn't have, like, it's my new thing with TV and the kids now. Is you have to watch, like last night, yesterday we were outside all day, and it was late, later in the day, hot, right before dinner. I was like, all right, come inside, need a break from the sun. You can watch a movie. A movie that we got from the library, but like the movie is on. And that's the only thing on. No, there's no like flipping in between. There's no spending 10 minutes choosing, like flipping through Netflix or whatever, like what you want to watch. Like that's what I think is, I come up with a new crazy theory all the time. But
I need that rule for when my wife and I sit down to watch TV.
Right. But here's the thing: we're gonna pick something. It's gonna be longer than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're gonna watch the whole thing. You have to sit down and actually watch it. None of this.
Like we did as kids. No one was running to the VCR to take a tape out.
Exactly. or it was on TV. Like there's no fast forwarding. Yeah. There's no picking something else. You're gonna sit down. You have to watch the whole thing. You got a movie. Sit down, watch the movie, and that's that. YouTube, 5 minute, whatever the heck this is.
Yeah.
That's my new thing.
I like that. I like your new thing.
I feel like, does it make sense, though? It
makes perfect sense.
Like, it's all the short clip things, ruin your attention span.
Oh, yes.
It does to me.
Yes.
So that's, I don't know.
Yeah, my son, when he's eating,
then go grab a yo-yo.
And this is probably not great. We probably should get away from this. But when he's eating, we'll say, hey, you know, you can. We'll say, Alexa, play Peppa Pig. But then after 5 minutes, he wants something else. Like, well, no. Now he's can reach to and touch the screen. So we gotta push it back. Yeah, you want to watch something, watch Peppa Pig.
Oh, the kids every now and then they'll think that if they're done eating, they can go and do something, play or turn on the TV or whatever. I'm like, no. This is. You sit at the table. There's nothing going on. And you sit here until everyone's done.
Yeah. See, I am bringing the habits. And now, nothing against my parents, but I'm bringing the habits I learned at home because we always watch TV at the dinner table in the Beamer house. And now I'm bringing that into this Beamer house.
Yeah.
You know, we would always have a TV in the kitchen. Okay, gotta get away from that.
Yeah. That's the...
We watch Inside Edition, Deborah Norville. That was the Beamer. We would eat and watch Inside Edition.
Couldn't miss the headlines.
That was the Beamer dinner, unless the Sabres were playing. That was what was on in our kitchen.
You got a late dinner.
Oh. By the way, no kids in the house. My parents still don't eat until 8 or 9 o'clock.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, that's...
I would be the crankiest, angry person, period.
But you know you don't realize it until you have someone over... And they say, oh, am I getting in the way of dinner? Dinner? My parents haven't. No one's even started cooking dinner. What are you talking about? 26.
Or you'd be like parts of my family where, you know, they say dinner's at 5 or whatever. And it's actually meant to be at 5.
Yeah.
But just everything goes haywire.
And you have it at 7:30. Yeah, so you can watch Deborah Norville.
It's happening. Speaking of the youth of today, this was in a San Francisco blog. Where I kind of figured this was coming. It's interesting to hear exactly what they're focusing in on. San Francisco employers, you're not going to be surprised by this, are hiring etiquette coaches for Gen Z, the young workers that they're hiring.
Oh.
Etiquette coach. But that's not surprising to you,
no.
Is it?
No, but you hear that about every younger generation, right? Oh, we need to teach etiquette. That's lost on this generation. They said that about us.
Yeah, but they're hiring etiquette people to come in and kind of let people know exactly how to act in the workplace. It's not surprising. It's what they're teaching.
Okay.
That I think is a little surprising.
What's the etiquette?
Well, basic skills from. Now, in the not surprising, eye contact.
Yes.
Eye contact while talking, shaking somebody's hand, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Not surprising that you have to teach that to kids.
No. And there are, by the way, to be fair, Gen Z, I know people who are a generation over us.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make eye contact. One of them is the county executive. All right, go ahead.
But that's, you know, that's something you would expect.
Yes.
Another, maybe not expect, hygiene.
I mean, I like good hygiene. To have to teach it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
Come on.
No one said anything in school?
You made it all the way to get hired.
Yeah.
And they're going to you know what? Have you heard of soap? you have to. Now they're hiring an outside firm to come in and teach you how to scrub yourself in the shower.
It's because you got those TikTok videos of the people going, oh, you only have to shower once or twice a week.
Who says that?
Oh, the Post had something on that a few weeks ago. It was a TikTok trend.
These water saving.
Probably.
It's PETA or Greenpeace.
Someone said that it hurts the skin to shower every day.
That's...
I shower twice sometimes.
A lie.
Yeah.
I shower twice often.
Yeah.
Is it now? In the summer?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. When you get home, when later at night, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
But the blog is saying that They want to be promoted after only a few months, treat the office like their bedroom, show up in sweats or skimpy fits, FaceTime friends from their desks, and ghost their managers. This is the gist of employer complaints about Gen Z workers.
Yeah, you know, I'm not one for school mandated dress code. However, you know, when I was in school, there were certain things you couldn't wear. I went to public school. Like, I do think, hey, if we're gonna, you know, have a society, maybe let's start in school saying, when you get out of bed, take the PJs off and put something different on before you walk into school.
It was still, I think, frowned upon in high school because people would do it in high school, like pajama pants. You kind of be like,
what are they doing?
Come on, yeah. What's going on here? But then, you said it right. Like, there was no strict dress code. Like, there wasn't a uniform in high school, but there was still a dress code.
Yes.
Couldn't wear a hat. Couldn't wear shirts that said certain things on them.
Right.
Take pants off. I've knew kids suspended for a long time for what they wore in high school.
I know there were certain, limits on length of things and all of that. Again, there was no dress code, but it got you right. So what school is supposed to do is get you ready for the real world. And part of the real world, for most of us still, is going into an office and knowing how to treat the office and how to dress.
And maybe how to talk. This is a quote from a 23-year-old engineer who lives in the area named Kevin, who says that from his perspective, the older managers don't have the correct work-life balance. This is the quote from Kevin, 23 years old. No cap. My manager slacks me at 10 p.m. That's not okay. No cap. I don't even know what that means. But that's what they're saying in the quotes that are in there. I think that's there's a line to be drawn where you have like that work-life balance. But when you're in the office, I do think there is some sort of like we have maybe a more relaxed dress code than my high school did here, Joe. But
yes.
I think for most people a...
If someone showed up in their pajamas, I would say that I'm very lax in what I wear to work. Even I would say, like, what are you doing?
But I think from person to person, you do kind of want to be putting your best foot forward.
Yes.
You never know who's going to show up and work.
By the way, I don't count Sunday as a dress code day, just so everyone knows. So if you see me here on Sunday, that doesn't count. Because I usually just come in gym shorts and a t-shirt.
Doesn't count?
No.
But it is. Did you know that? So the NHL, they have like a new work agreement. Part of it is no more dress code.
I did see that. Yeah.
For players going in, it's all these Gen Xers or Zers or whatever it is.
By the way, the NHL draft, very awkward. Sorry, it was awkward. You had the guest to announce, and then the pick only talked to the guest and Gary Bettman, and then did some weird Zoom thing with the front office in front of the crowd. I did not like it. I did not like the optics. That's my take. Google Dolls were great. Glad that I was right about that, by the way. We didn't mention that. I said Google Dolls.
You had a short list.
Yeah. I didn't really like the flow of the NHL draft.
Okay.
Just thought I'd put my two cents out there.
Yeah.
No one asked.
Yeah, they're just happy you watched it. You're one of like five people, probably.
And final thing I do want to say, because, you know, the sun's in here. People leave stuff in their car, right? So I got in my car 2 days ago. I go, it smells like the shower in here. It smells good. It smells like, you know, when you get out of the shower and the shower smells like your soap. Well, it's because I left a gel soap, in my backpack from the gym in the car, and it exploded all over the back seat.
Nice.
So just a little...
Free shampoo. You know, that costs like $200 if you take it into a shop.
That's right. So a little PSA, make sure you take things out of the car when it's that hot, because they will eventually, especially in plastic bottles, will eventually explode.
No cap is not lying, according to somebody on our text board.
We have Gen Z listening.
And if you're texting in, that must mean you're hip with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you own a phone that can text, you are ahead of the curve here.
So no cap means no lying, not lying, and bet. What's that mean? You know when people just say bet?
That's like...
Bet you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you're wrong.
Oh.
I think it's you're wrong.
Okay.
Like, I'll take that bet.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting with it now. We're getting with it.
Someone else said, you're both mad you don't make enough money or have enough power to wear whatever you want to work. I think we can pretty much wear whatever we...
Yeah, no one's going to say anything. But I mean, I have
also nobody would dress. If you had enough money and power, there's no way you would dress worse than us.
Right.
Not to make us sound bad, but like there's like a casual line that you probably don't cross. Like I was watching the Utah owner, the hockey team and the basketball team. He was on, they had him on ESPN after this trade with the Sabres. Yeah. Like it's got to be a first that's ever happened. Like it's weird. But you know, he's this hip, cool guy. He was wearing a hat and a hoodie. And like that's a...
He's got more money than us.
But he wasn't wearing like a dirty t-shirt and pajama pants.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's, like, that's the difference. Yes.
Like, and no one would hear. And no one would if you're a billionaire.
No. I have seen on the weekends people here. I don't want to call anyone out, but I have seen people in their pajamas here on the weekends. Again, I said Sunday doesn't count for dress code for me, so I have to be fair to the other people.
Be fair to everyone else who wears pajamas to work. I mean,
this is also coming from the guy who slept here last week, so...
Yeah, geez, maybe we're going to have this life coach in here for you.
Hey, I was doing the station a favor.
That's true. We need to add a shower, though.
I showered right before I got here, Brian.
Okay.
Yes, don't worry. I knew there was a chance I'd stay here. I showered right before I left the house.
That's what I want to hear. All right. We'll be back here tomorrow. You, of course, have David coming up next after the news. Brayton has that. It's BMAS and Beamer on WBEN.